Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for January 30th to February 5th. Yay, we're going into February. Yay, we're getting closer to spring. yeah, I'm not a fan of winter, so I'm glad that we're getting through this and that the snow is going to be ending soon. I'm not a fan of the cold. Funny because I was born in Saskatchewan and raised in Saskatchewan, which truly is cold. You know, they spend most of the winter in like minus 30, minus 40. So it's cold there. And when it's minus 3 here, it feels like it's minus 30 to me now. So yes, so definitely I need to manifest moving someplace that's warmer and much sunnier. So we have some interesting stuff coming through. I just want to share we're still getting these, you know, ascension energies that are coming through. I have been trying to not bring all of my focus on to the ascension stuff because, of course, I'm working on my healing stuff, and I just find that it's a lot to try and like bring everything together. So I do my best to try and not focus too much on what's happening with the energy on the planets and all of that right now, because the truth is that there's always some type of energy that's coming through. There's always some type of solar flare, geostorm, Schumann resonance spike that happens on a daily basis now. Like there's not a day that goes by. I mean, we have quieter days where, you know, it is definitely quiet. But it's really kind of like the weather. Like it's just, it goes up and it goes down all the time. So if you're feeling it, if you're feeling the ups, then you're going to feel the ups. If you feel the downs, you're going to feel the downs. And I just kind of got to a place where I was like, okay, so it's a big energy day. Okay, it's a big energy day. So now what? What's the purpose of it? What's the, you know, but we are still getting these intense downloads that are coming through. And I know for everybody, it's different how they assimilate. It's different how their team gives it to them. It's different how they're doing it. For me now is in the middle of the night, which, I'm not sure that I like that so much, being woken up in the middle of the night and, you know, and feeling intense energy flowing through your body, you know, like energy rushing from your solar plexus into your head at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're trying to sleep is not the ideal situation. But I guess for me, in my particular instance, that they feel that that's the best place, that's the best timing to do it for me. And so when it's happening, it's really, you know, there's not a lot that you can do to it besides surrender to it. If you resist it, then it puts you into a state of anxiety or panic around it. So you have to just have the awareness that it's happening. You have to trust that it's happening for a purpose, for a reason. It is what it is. I don't claim to have all the answers on it. I don't understand the full purpose of it or the exact intention of what it's doing other than activating our light bodies, because that's all they give me on it. They say that it's our light bodies are being activated. There's a reacclimation of our DNA that's happening. That kind of stuff. But as far as the rest of it, they don't give me a lot of information about it. And when they don't give me a lot of information about it, it's usually because they don't want me filling my human brain up with so much to think about and try and figure out. So if you felt anything coming through last night, certainly you shared in the Facebook group, or you can reply to the emails. Let me know how you're experiencing the downloads when they come through. So we do have, astrologically, we do have the full moon, which is going to be happening at the end of this week, which is on the Sunday. And so we will be feeling that energy now. I know, you know, I'm not a fan of the full moon energy just because it's so intense normally. Like it just is intense energy. It's like, you know, it shines bright. It's like the it's like the cleanup energy. It's like the powerful, you know, scramble energy. And so I'm not a fan of it, but I recognize the power of it. And so this particular full moon will be in the sign of Leo. And so the Leo energy will be, you know, giving us our strength, will be giving us determination, will be giving us drive, inspiration, right? Adventure. There could be the sense of having the adventure in there. So it'll be a good full moon that comes through. We'll see how it plays out for everybody, because of course we're starting this new cycle, and it's kind of like your bits and pieces are starting to get organized as to where you need to focus, what you need to be bringing your attention to. And this full moon will help you with that. It's going to be shedding some light on some stuff. It's going to be bringing some stuff up to the surface for some to, of course, to release, to let go. And one of the things that they said to me for us all was about letting go and becoming neutral. And I feel like that's, you know, it's probably like the saving grace in anything. If you think of any situation, if you can learn to become neutral in it, if you can learn to just like to let go of the need to control it, the let go of the need to make sense of it, the need to, you know, if you can do that and kind of become neutral about it, it creates that flow, right? It creates the less resistance in it. And the less we resist something, the less it sticks around. So, and I know that, when we have something in our life that's uncomfortable or we don't like or we're trying to fix or trying to get rid of, when we resist it, we actually create a stronger bond to it, an energetic bond to it. But when we go neutral on it and we allow it, it can release. It releases and lets go. And I know it sounds counterintuitive, but we do that. When there's a situation that doesn't feel good, and I know you guys have done this because we all do this, when there's a problem that we have or a challenge that we're going through, it tends to become our focus. It tends to be the like where all of our thoughts are going, where all of our energy is going, where, you know, like, and a lot of it. And even if the focus is of getting rid of it or fixing it or making it better, or it's still energy and attention and focus that goes to it. And so what they're telling us is that just get into that neutral energy about it. Like, okay, I know that's a bunch of energy in my life that I'm not particularly liking. And I'm going to let it go. I'm just giving it permission to let it go and let it go and do what it needs to do somewhere else, not with me. So they did say to me that there are some of you who are, they said, stuck in a sticky situation, and they said literally. And so feel into that a little bit if that message is specifically for you, because you may like literally feel like you're stuck somewhere, like there's that energy being stuck there. What they said around that was to remind you that it's not always about bright beginnings. So beginnings are not always bright. Sometimes the beginnings are actually dark. And so remind yourself about that, that sometimes the darkness can actually be the beginning of something. And not, it doesn't feel like the, you know, when we're looking like, oh, I'm looking for the light at the end of the tunnel, or I'm looking for the rainbow, or sometimes the beginning doesn't begin with the light. Sometimes the beginning begins with the dark. So remind yourself if you're feeling kind of like stuck, or you're feeling like you're in that situation right now where things are feeling a little bit hard, they're just giving us the reminder that, again, they're saying to me right now, not bound by rules. We're not always bound by these, you know, these human rules that we create for ourselves, saying that, oh, well, all new beginnings need to feel great. And if something new is starting, then that's when things start to feel awesome and you're feeling good. Well, no, actually, sometimes things feel shitty. And sometimes it's the dark. Sometimes you're walking in a new beginning through the darkness of it. And so just remind yourself about that, because that's kind of, you know, we need a bit of a shift in perception, so that when we're going through the dark, we can still say, oh, okay, well, this is, you know, this, I'm still going in a good direction and a better direction, because I'm going away from whatever situation that I am in. But even though it feels dark and gloomy and heavy and I don't have the awareness of it, it's still a new beginning. And so I'm going to take it for that. So they also said to me, truths to be told, so deeper understanding. This is going to be for everybody's kind of own personal journey. It'll unfold the way it needs to. But it says a new way of awareness. So they're saying like a new, like they gave me the word awareness and said it's going to be different for those who are ready to receive it. So it's like our meaning around awareness or what we think awareness means is going to shift and change for some of us. They said collective evolution. And so again, this is for as much as we think that we're in our own little world, in our own little town, in our own little problems, our own little things, everything that is happening to you in your experiences is based on the collective of the planet, the collective energy of the planet. So don't think for a moment that, you know, first of all, that you're going through all this by yourself or that you're experiencing the things you are only yourself. There are other souls that in that particular vibration that are having the same experiences. But because of the stuff that's going on in the planet, it will have a direct ripple effect to us. And so whether we acknowledge it or like it or are watching the news or reading the things about it or not, we're going to feel that energy. We don't have to be in it. So, you know, for me, I'm not watching the news anymore. I'm not listening to the conspiracy stuff. I'm not listening to any of it. And that's just because my nervous system needs to be healed. But I have the awareness that I'm not untouchable from it. So I do have the awareness that I can feel when something is going on or something heavy is happening or something shifting behind the scenes. And so then what we can do instead of like having our focus on the nuts and the bolts of it is just having our awareness of raising our frequency up through compassion and love. So knowing that, oh, okay, well, I'm feeling something that's coming through. Maybe somebody said something to you on the political scene or something. Somebody said something to you. I mean, you know, there's stuff about war happening right now, right? We've got somebody shared a doomsday clock, the doomsday clock thing. I don't know if you guys know about that, but that they adjusted the doomsday clock. So meaning the idea that there's the real possibility that there's going to be a nuclear war. That's scary. That, you know, that stuff that's coming through is scary. And even if you're not listening to the stuff or following the stuff, you're still going to feel that energy coming through. And especially if you're somebody who's empathic or sensitive, which I believe that, you know, the most of you guys are that are in the hub, that's, you're going to be, you'll feel it. And so bring your focus and your attention to yourself. They're saying, we need not focus on the outcomes of things. We just need to focus on the now of things. So just bringing our attention and our focus inward so that we can hold that light, so that we can shine that light. And around that, they said to count our blessings. They said, count the blessings and release the need to be in control. So maybe just as a, you know, as a support for yourself, whenever you feel something that's coming in that makes you feel anxious or nervous or worried about something, instead of allowing yourself to go into that and focus on that and be in that vibration, instead go in and just spend, you know, as much time as you possibly can and time it. Like, here, I'm going to do 10 minutes of it. I'm going to do 20 minutes. I'm going to do 30 minutes, an hour, whatever you can do. And make that time simply just counting your blessings. So just saying thank you for this and thank you for that and thank you for how that makes me feel. And thank you so much for that being in my life. And thank you for that healing showing up. And just spend a nice chunk of time just in that frequency of gratitude. And just let that gratitude wash over you. And when you're doing it, you know, if you can do it when you're by yourself, you do it in your car, do it in wherever you, and out loud, say the things out loud, just kind of go through things and feel the gratitude. Thank you so much for that person in my life. And thank you so much for my pets. And thank you so much for my warm home when it's cold and snowy outside. And feel into all those things and just allow that frequency to flow through you, because There's a renewal that happens when we do that. There's a sense of renewal to all of the cells in our being, a renewal of our frequency, of our vibration that happens when we do that. And I feel like just for so much, we focus on the stuff that's not going well or the stuff that's struggling. We have the conversations about it and we, you know, we share with it and we text about it and we talk. But instead, like, let's just bring our focus to the blessings. Let's just do that and make this a week of that. Make a week of like, okay, I haven't done my daily blessings count. So I'm going to take that time for myself. I'm going to go in and make that time so that I can raise my frequency consciously, bring the awareness of my blessings into my life so that it heals all areas and all specific areas of my life. And at the very, very end of it, they said to me, the truth shall set you free. And when they said that, it was very interesting because you know that the truth, somebody's truth can be very different from somebody else's truth. And so I really feel like this is going to be very individualized of what the truth is and how it needs to set you free of how. So I feel like there's going to be like an explosion in certain experiences of the truth, whatever that, how that shows up for you in your particular experience. But as the purpose of it coming through to set you free. So when your truth comes through, remind yourself again, because they're showing me that resistance to it. Don't resist it. When something's coming up and it's showing as the truth for you, and I really feel like this is not going to be a general experience for everybody. It's going to be very unique for each of you. Each of you will have this moment, this time where your truth is coming up for you. And just have the awareness of this, that you know that spirit has told you not to have the resistance around it. So to be more open and to receiving, and I think this is where they said about how our awareness will shift, how there's going to be a new awareness that comes through. And so they're literally seeing the light of day on this. So there's really going to be, you know, I think some significant things that are going to happen that are come through that each of you are going to have the opportunity to have that truth speak to you, to have the awareness of it shift and change something for you in a really, really big way. And who knows, maybe that's, well, you know, one of the reasons why they're doing the downloads. Maybe that's one of the reasons why they, you know, they're waking people up like me at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, maybe they're shifting the grids. Maybe they're, you could go on Instagram and listen to 1,000 ascension teachers and they'll give you 1,000 different perspectives on it. So you go ahead and pick and choose what feels good to you, what resonates with you, what makes sense to you. And in the meantime, you know, do your best to follow your own intuition, your own guide, your own compass, your own angels, guides that work with you. Your team, connect with them and ask them for guidance. Sometimes they give it. Sometimes there's crickets when we ask for help. And that's sometimes the way that this gig goes on this planet, for sure. Okay, so February is going to be a new month for us in the hub. I haven't sat down yet to go through and plan our month yet. I would love your guys' feedback, though. Like if there's specific days, times, you know, that you guys like for the live events better, let me know. I know it's impossible to get everybody at the same time and at the same place. And that's why it's all recorded and you can go in and listen and watch everything in your account whenever you want. But let me know if there's something, you know, if there's a day that I keep on picking and then you can never, ever make, just send the reply in the email or mention it in the Facebook group and I will take that into consideration as I create the month of February. I also want to find out what they want us to be focusing on for February. So what February means for us, what's going to be most supportive, how we will be able to support ourselves and see how that plays out. Okay, lovelies, sending you all huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.